Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Kim Masters of the Business on KCRW, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. I'm joined by John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
So, John, it's kind of cold out there, huh? And I'm not just talking about the weather.
June gloom is the expression we usually use to describe the overcast skies, but I think it's really the mood inside all the studios. It has been one week after another week of bad news. The last weekend was Killers, Get 'Em to the Greek, and Marmaduke, all of which did very mediocre business. This is usually the time of year when the studios are looking at their Transformers or their Hangover or their Star Trek movie, and yet this summer, it's a much different story. And I don't think anybody really knows what's happening, why people aren't going to the movies.
No, I mean, it could be the big ticket prices. It could be the stunning lack of originality. I mean, the movies opening this weekend might work, but A-Team and Karate Kid?
I think what you could also argue is that if you are looking for the equivalent of Marmaduke, you could find it on TV for free. If you're looking for the equivalent of A-Team, you can do the same. And as Hollywood tries more and more to do the pre-sold, you know, spin-offs, knockoff sequels, the audience seems less and less interested. I think what's really going to be interesting this summer is when you have an original idea. I'm going to look at one movie, Night and Day, which is the Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz action comedy thriller. You look at the audience interest in that film, which doesn't open for a couple of weeks, and it's not there.
And it's an expensive film, you know.
It's a movie that cost more than $100 million with theoretically two big stars, and the audience doesn't seem right now to be that inclined.
Of course, this is a carefully chosen film for Tom Cruise, trying to get his career back on track. It's not looking that way domestically so far in the tracking. But we might have a different take on Tom Cruise coming up, right?
That might be the Les Grossman movie. So that is the character he played in Tropic Thunder. And is that right, Kim?
Yes. Paramount issued a very clever, tongue-in-cheek press release that Les Grossman, this character that was seen most recently on the MTV Awards, this sort of paunchy, very unpleasant Hollywood character, foul-mouthed, that is Tom Cruise under a lot of makeup, that he is going to do a movie. He's going to do this with Ben Stiller, who, of course, started this with Tropic Thunder. In this press release, Ben Stiller said that, I'm deleting the expletives, this will make, according to Les Grossman, the character, this will make Citizen Kane look like a piece of crap home movie. That's how great. And you know what? The thing that struck me, though, John, is that it describes Les Grossman, this fictional character that Tom Cruise plays, as the mentor of Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner. Now tell me, could there be a balder play for the youth audience than trying to link?
You've heard of Twilight. Come see our movie.
Exactly. And that just feels like desperation times. Who knows if this movie will ever get made, but it was worth a press release at least.
And Kim, I want to add one more thing. In addition to Night and Day, I think the real test of this summer, if Hollywood has completely lost it, is going to be Christopher Nolan's movie, Inception. And if Inception doesn't work for Warner Brothers this summer, then I think, you know, the movie business is in much deeper trouble than we imagined.
And that will be the real Hollywood Breakdown. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 here on The Business on KCRW. I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Why aren't you going to the movies? Leave a comment at kcrw.com/Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.